This is a special spring membership drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Financial planner Kevin McKinley is here with some financial rules of thumb for you and your family. We welcome your questions too at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. Kevin McKinley is a financial planner and managing member of McKinley Money LLC, and he joins us from our studios in Eau Claire. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Joy.
It is a special membership drive edition of On Your Money. We are offering, once again, the most popular On Your Money mini money booklet for anyone who pledges during this hour. Tell us about the On Your Money Rules of Thumb mini money booklet.
It's entitled The On Your Money Rules of Thumb, as you said, Joy, and contained within the pages are over 100 personal finance tips. We cover spending, saving, giving, retirement, debt, how to pay for college, what to do with your home, your mortgage, charitable giving, identity theft, all of the information laid out in a very simple, easily readable format that you can act on quickly. You can go through and just check off each one. You say, this doesn't apply to me, or boy, I need to do this, or hey, I've listened to On Your Money for a long time, so I've already done this. And you can get this right now. It will be all yours when you pledge at any dollar amount. When you mention most popular, Joy, in our last membership drive, that was the first time we ever offered this one, the On Your Money Rules of Thumb, and we received 766 pledges in a single hour, raising over $34,000. And after the other repeater shows during the week, we received nearly 1,000 pledges and raised nearly $46,000 when we gave away this mini money booklet the last time.
It was a record breaker, that's for sure. And it can be yours. If you didn't get one already, or if you want to get one for a friend or family member, make a pledge of any amount right now at WPR.org. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kevin, for listeners who aren't familiar with these mini money booklets, how do they work?
But they're usually about 10 to 15 pages. I put them together and give it free to Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Public Radio doesn't have to pay anything for these whatsoever. These are unavailable anywhere else. You can't buy them. They're not for sale. You can't pledge during other shows on other stations or other networks or anything to get this information. When you pledge, all of your personal information remains with Wisconsin Public Radio, meaning I don't see it whatsoever. And the great thing about these is that you can get your premium and your information when you pledge at any dollar amount whatsoever, whether it's $1, $100, or $1,000, or we will even accept $1 million pledges. And in that case, you will get two copies of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet. And once you pledge, Wisconsin Public Radio will send it to you via email or via regular mail, your choice.
Yeah, please do make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have a goal of 300 pledges during this hour, Kevin. And as mentioned, last time we did this, more than 700 people pledged to get the mini money booklet On Your Money Rules of Thumb. 300 pledges needed now to stay on track. So please do help us reach that goal. One pledge so far, so 299 to go at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And besides me cheering and some cartwheels and all that, what happens when we reach
whoa,
our goal?
Whoa, back up for a second. Let's get that video stream up.
Yeah, never mind.
And I'll pledge 300 times just to see you do a cartwheel.
I would actually fall on my head if I tried to do a cartwheel. But
all right, well, then we probably shouldn't do that. When we reach our goal, we will get two bonuses for the listeners. First of all, in today's show, once we reach our goal of 300 pledges, we will provide a segment today on the most popular, most discussed issue we ever have here on Your Money. It's called Making the Most of Your Mortgage. We'll tell you why you shouldn't pay your mortgage off any faster than you need to, what you should do with the money, how much you should finance of your home, etc. And then, again, once we reach our goal of 300 pledges during this hour, we'll have an all-questions-answered show next week where you can call in during that show, excuse me, or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org or directly to me at kevin@onyourmoney.com. And Joy, you know, you mentioned earlier about get this for someone else. We get a lot of requests at my grown-up job to say, you know, I have a son or a grandson or a granddaughter or a niece who's just starting out, and I'd really like to give her some information. Would you sit down and consult with her and just try to get her on the right track financially, because I know how important it is and the decisions that they'll make in their early 20s. This information covers way more than I can cover with most people in a single meeting or a single session for it. And more importantly, you can get it by pledging much less than it usually costs to work with me on a one-to-one basis. So if you have someone like that in your life, pledge right now. Get your copy of this, and then you can send it, print it out, forward it on, whatever you want to do to that person. And they can use it as kind of a very simple checklist of information they need at any juncture in life, whether you're just starting out in adulthood, whether you're having a family, if you've lost your job, if you're worried about losing your job, if you're retiring. We talk about when to take Social Security, how to pull money out of your retirement account so you pay as little in taxes as possible. All of that information is packed right into this On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, the On Your Money Rules of Thumb, and it can be yours when you pledge now at WPR.org.
That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe it's $5 a month. Maybe it's $500 a month. Each and every pledge, though, will entitle you to the thank you gift this hour, On Your Money Rules of Thumb, a mini money booklet by financial planner Kevin McKinley. And it even has a nifty picture of Kevin on the cover, and 10 pages jam-packed with information for you. To thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, we are looking for 300 pledges during this hour. That's the goal. 292 pledges to go. So thank you to the 8 of you who have pledged so far. Don't wait until the end of the hour to make your pledge. You'll get in right now a little easier at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Kevin McKinley is the managing member of McKinley Money LLC, a registered investment advisor with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. Kevin does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the securities or services discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors should consult with their financial advisors prior to making any investment decisions. And that being said, if you have a personal finance question for Kevin, you can call us on air at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. And Kevin, a recent survey found that many Americans would have a very difficult time coming up with even a few hundred dollars in an emergency. That is so sad. How bad were things, Kevin?
Well, it was from the Federal Reserve, and they said that 47% of Americans could not come up with $400 in cash if they had to for some kind of emergency, whether it's a car repair, a medical emergency, something around the house. And so, because we are very proud to answer all spectrums of the economic and financial personal situations here, whether you're very rich, very poor, we cover lots of information that's hopefully helpful to you in your specific situation. We wanted to come up with some ways that you could raise cash in a hurry if you're in the same situation.
Yeah, good idea. So for those needing to save, where's the best place to start?
Well, hopefully, and this is very difficult for a lot of people, I understand that, but if you can, try to prepare in advance for this kind of emergency and run a little fire drill and say, gee, if I had to spend $400 or $500 on something, where would I get that money? And you can start by tracking all of your expenses. Write down everything that you spend for a month or within your family and see where it's going and see if there's anything in there that you can just try to cut back a little on and say, can we not, you know, use so much data on the cell phone, or could we maybe skip the movies once this month and get a DVD? And then if you can just raise a few extra dollars, maybe even per paycheck, and redirect that to a savings account, even if it's just $20 per paycheck, after a year, you'll have over $500 set aside in cash. And also, if you don't have a credit card that you can use as a kind of a backup plan, now is the time to get that, because it takes a long time to apply and get approval, etc. So try to get a credit card that's just for emergencies and start by going to your local bank or credit union. See what they can do for you there before you answer any of these online or mailed solicitations. And then once you get the credit card, get it no matter what the terms are, the interest rate, the fees, or anything like that. Because, again, you're not going to use this for regular spending. You're just going to use it for emergencies. And to that end, try to keep it out of reach. You know, lock it up someplace in a safe or put it up on a high shelf so you're not tempted to use it for everyday purchases. You know, we've mentioned this before, but one little trick that works is that to, you know, fill up a jar with water or a plastic tub with water and drop the credit card in there and then put it in the freezer. And then you'll always know where it is, but it's going to take you a long time actually to get at the credit card to use it, and that may help you reduce the temptation to use it in a non-emergency situation.
And I know someone who did that, a frozen assets. So, but what if the emergency hits before we have time to save the money?
If it needs to be paid for in a hurry, again, go back to that same bank or credit union and see if you can get some kind of consumer loan. And many institutions will give people $400 to $500 to even $1,000. And again, the interest rate might be higher. It might be in the double digits. But that's what you have to pay if you're in a tight situation and you really need the money. Also, if you have a car, even if it's worth just a few $1,000, see if you can borrow against that at the bank or credit union and get a loan against the equity you might have built up in the value. You can also try some of these quick cash providers, but keep in mind they're going to charge very high rates of interest and fees, and you could end up paying more for that loan than in interest and fees than you actually did for the original loan. And finally, go to the provider, these people who you owe money to, and say, you know what, I'm really tight right now. I don't get paid until the end of the week. Is there a way that we can set up some kind of payment plan? And again, whether it's medical care provider or your car repair place, you'd be surprised how these people would be willing to say, you know what, as long as you can come up with $50 a week or something along those lines, yeah, we'll let you give you some time to pay off the loan.
What if those options, though, are not available to you?
Well, you might want to consider a non-traditional lending source. People have brought up places like Prosper and other places where you can go online, post your need and your situation, and individuals may or may not lend you the money. And also Reddit, the website REDDIT, which has all kinds of information and boards on it, most of it appropriate for work, some of it not. But they have an actual page, a subreddit with r/borrow that has people who are willing to lend money to people in trouble. Again, you make the private arrangement on your own. But that's all kinds of alternative places online you can go to get the money. And if you can't, then, of course, you do have to sell something, whether it's a TV, a stereo, musical instrument, bicycle or something. Consider Craigslist if you're fine getting rid of it and just getting the cash. But you also might want to try a pawn shop, because then you can get some money for the item and you have a chance at getting it back at some point if they don't sell it. You might want to try to pick up some spare work, like in the gig economy and working as a driver for Uber or Lyft or someplace. Keep in mind that if you do pick up a spare part-time job to get some quick cash, especially if it's a place that runs on a two-week paycheck schedule, it's going to take a while and it's work to get that extra money for it. So try to work there as long as you can to not only get the money that you need to pay for your emergency, but then hopefully to build up some extra cash as well.
I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. This is a special spring membership drive edition of On Your Money. Kevin McKinley is a financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money, LLC, and he is with us just about every week at this time with information and advice on your money. We are asking for your support during this edition of On Your Money, asking you for a contribution of any amount, whatever you can afford, whatever On Your Money is worth to you, knowing that this is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, that this program would not be possible without contributions from listeners like you. Every contribution of any amount entitles you to a special thank you gift during this hour. It's Kevin's On Your Money Rules of Thumb, which has dozens of rules of thumb to guide you when it comes to your money decision making. And Kevin, what are some of the rules of thumbs that we will find in this book?
I'm glad you asked, Joy. Here are the subjects. I'm just going to go through all these, and each one of these has several sub rules underneath it here. All right, let's start with financial security. How to figure out how you are doing in terms of spending and saving. Where should your dollars go pre-retirement? You know, if you get a dollar in your hand, should you pay off loan payments, or should you save it for retirement, or should you save it for a down payment for a house or something? Your estate planning, all the wills, guardians, trust, everything else that you need, how to reduce your spending, when you should borrow money and when you should pay cash. We talk about buying a home, all the conditions you need to meet to decide if and when it's time to buy a home, saving for college, paying for college, figuring out your credit scores, why it's important, where to find your score, where you can get your score for free. And we're just halfway through this already now, Joy. Credit cards, whether or not you should have store-sponsored credit cards, life insurance, how much life insurance you need, other insurance issues like long-term care, auto, and homeowners insurance. All of these questions that we answer on a regular basis here, we've covered in very quick ways here. We even cover spending in retirement, where no matter your situation and your age, you can take your assets and your age and figure out what it's appropriate for you to spend of those assets every single year. We talk about how to save taxes in retirement. We address when you should take Social Security. We talk about charitable giving and the best way to give charitably and how much you can afford to do. And finally, we talk about fraud and theft protection, how to protect yourself against identity theft, people getting access to your credit card information, etc. All of that information is covered in here in the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, the On Your Money Rules of Thumb. And again, the great thing about this, people, is you can pledge at any dollar amount and get your copy, whether it's $1, $100, or $1,000. Pledge now and get your copy of the On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, the Rules of Thumb.
Rules of Thumb, your thank you gift for a pledge of any amount at WPR.org. WPR.org. You can pledge online or call 888-202-2552. And so far, 52 of you have made pledges. So thank you so very much. You are helping us reach that 300 pledge goal. And I hope we can even exceed that goal. But when we reach that goal, Kevin, you are also going to give us some special information this hour. And next week will be all questions answered.
That's correct. We're going to cover the our favorite topic here that causes the most controversy, the most stress, and we've documented here. We've had listeners call in and say this topic actually causes fights in their house between them and their spouses or partners about it. We're going to talk about taking out a mortgage, paying off your mortgage sooner than you should, all of the issues of why, but that's only once we reach our goal of 300 pledges during this hour. So we've got good momentum now. People, if you do have the opportunity to go to a phone or go online and pledge now, especially if you're calling in, because what happens is every single pledge drive during On Your Money, people wait till the last minute, and at 5 minutes to the hour, they try to call in. And we've had several people who have said, I tried to call in at 5 to the top of the hour, and I could not get in, therefore I could not pledge, and I couldn't get this premium. Please tell me how to get this. Well, if you pledge now, go online, or call now if you have to, and you can make sure you get yours.
Yeah, and I want to thank, this is great. We have Saul from Stevens Point pledge this hour, and he donated for the wise guy, Kevin, and the wise guide.
Yes, good. I like that. Wise guide. Okay, I'm going to steal that. Yeah, I'm just going to let Saul know that.
You are a wise guy, Kevin, who wrote a wise guide. Mm-hmm. And Saul will be getting the On Your Money Rules of Thumb Mini Money Booklet by Kevin McKinley. And I think it should go without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Kevin donates his time for this program, and he puts together these mini money booklets on his own time. We do not give you a big cash.
I thought there was a deferred compensation thing that I only had to do this like 25 years.
That's right.
Then my paychecks are being stored for me down in Madison. That's not the case.
No,
you
that's
say.
Not the case.
Oh,
that's not
all
the
right.
case.
Okay.
Kevin donates his time, and he makes us laugh. Judy on Facebook writes, Kevin McKinley is funny. So that's all she wrote. Kevin McKinley is funny.
That is more than enough. Thank you so much. If you, I'm embarrassed at how happy that makes me. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah, Kevin does, though, make personal finance matters fun, and he does use his sense of humor to answer your personal finance questions each week at this time. And we are thankful for his participation in this program each and every week. And we appreciate your donations, too. It's your donation that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio going strong. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with financial planner Kevin McKinley. This is On Your Money on the Ideas Network. This is On Your Money on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, along with financial planner Kevin McKinley. Kevin is the managing member of McKinley Money LLC. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call if you have a question you'd like to ask Kevin on air, or send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. Blake in Madison is with us. Hello, Blake.
Hi. I'm about to close on the sale of my house, and I'm going to have some proceeds from that. And I do want to buy again in the future, but I can't right now. And I'm wondering if it's smarter for me to put the money in a CD or something like that, or to buy some property. Better for my credit. I wonder which way is the better way to go.
For your credit?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably best, Blake, to just sock that money aside for lots of different reasons, especially, you know, if you find a lot or a piece of property that means something to you that you're actually going to use as an investment or live in the house or whatever. Sure, go ahead and look at that. But otherwise, no, you're much better off putting that money into something that's safe and accessible. And the bad news about that is that you're going to have to accept a low interest rate. But if you do have that money to sock aside, I would suggest a certificate of deposit and go out as long as you can stay. Meaning you might want to go out maybe 5 years, as long as the penalty for early withdrawal is relatively low. And by relatively low, I mean 6 to 12 months worth of interest, because interest rates are so low right now. 6 months or a year's worth of interest is a relatively small penalty. So if you want to earn a little bit of interest on it but keep it accessible, that's the best thing to do. In terms of building up your credit, do you have other significant consumer debt out or anything like that, student loans?
Yeah, I've got a student loan, and my credit is not great at the moment.
Okay. Have you checked the score recently?
Discover Card gives you your score every month, and it's at 580 right now.
Okay. Then I would look at trying to build up the score by paying off some of the loans. Is it because of the amount of debt? Did they say because it's of a late payment or something?
Yeah, I have some late payments, although nothing really recently.
Okay.
Like a couple years ago, but they still apparently are hurting me, and it is a significant amount of debt compared to income.
Okay. All right, what I would do is two things. One is I would pay off some of that debt if you can, especially if it's credit card debt or consumer, a non-student loan debt. The second thing I would do is then that's all the more reason to sock that money aside so that if you get in a bind in the future, you've got it right there to make the payment needed and make it on time, because as you've demonstrated, these late payments can really hurt, especially if there's a series of them. The good news is, Blake, is a year or so of not having any late payments and especially paying down a little bit of the debt should really boost your score up back up to that 680 to 720 level that's pretty average and gives you access to the better loans at the better interest rates.
Thank you, Blake, and good luck to you. And you do have some rules of thumb when it comes to credit scores in the Mini Money booklet, Kevin.
Absolutely. For people who are concerned about their credit and they want not only want to raise it, but they want to keep it high, we have some tips in here of what you can do, how you should pay off your debt to elevate your credit score up to the point when, and a lot of people don't even know why they should care about their credit score, but even if you don't plan on borrowing any money, you should care about your credit score. It could be costing you money. We have the information why in the On Your Money Mini Money booklet. On Your Money Rules of Thumb. And so pledge now, and any dollar amount, $1, $100, $1,000, whatever you can afford, and we will send you your copy right away.
Make that pledge now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. We are looking for 165 more pledges, and then we will reach that 300 pledge goal. So,
wow.
Very good start.
I can't do the math. What does that mean? How many do we have?
It means 135 have pledged so far.
Oh, good. I'm not good with numbers. That's why I became a financial planner.
Yeah, and you know, we're almost halfway through the hour and almost halfway to the goal. I'm not worried, though, because I know a lot of people like to wait until the last minute. Don't wait until the last minute, though, because we want to reach this 300 pledge goal before the end of the hour. So Kevin can bring us some more information on the dreaded mortgage or what?
Yeah, the mundane mortgage that, again, causes so much consternation with individuals, with couples, with family members talking about should we pay it off, should we not pay it off, when we get to our 300 goal, and I know we will, then we'll go all through the discussion and the rationale that it, again, is the most often asked question of On Your Money and the 10-some years and 500-and-some shows we've done is, why do you say keep my mortgage? And we lay awake at night. A lot of times, partners in a relationship, spouses, whatever, will listen to what we say and then report back to that spouse. And then the spouse, of course, has a differing opinion on it and says, well, what does he say about this? And so they go, oh, geez, it sounded really good when he said it, and now I don't quite remember. So get your pledge in now, and then we'll cover it later today. And we also cover it in the On Your Money, Mini Money booklet, the On Your Money Rules of Thumb. So again, go ahead and pledge now any dollar amount and get your copy of it.
This is so wonderful. So many people are pledging and loving this show, loving your advice, Kevin, and picking up the Mini Money booklet, the On Your Money Rules of Thumb, including Tanya from Arlington, who says, I enjoy Joy and Kevin's On Your Money show, and I want to learn his tips for money handling. My dogs and cats want me to retire as soon as possible so we can spend more time together.
Yeah, we have a dog, and they have way more say over our life decisions than I wish they had or they should have, but I understand completely.
Yeah, Kristen from Madison says, I previously made my annual contribution, but I'm giving a bit more for this financial information in the Mini Money booklet. This is one show I make sure I never miss.
Oh, thank you very much.
And that goes on and on. I'm looking for one from, here we go, Matt from Madison, who says, as a 24-year-old, Kevin's advice is setting me up for long-term financial success. Thank you, Kevin and Joy. I love that. We have 20-somethings listening to the show, quite a few of them.
Yeah, we do, and we've recognized that. We will do so in the future. We've devoted a special segment to people, young adults who are starting out, because, you know, it's one thing when you're 50, 60, 70 years old and you have lots of money to deal with. It's a great problem to have, but those people were 20 or 30 at one point in their lives, and they didn't have that information, and I think that people who are young adults have some really great opportunities that many of us older folks didn't have. They also face many more stressors, financially, professionally, employment-wise, whatever, and therefore getting off on the right foot is so important, and that's why we focus on a special segment on young adult financial issues. But if you really want to get off on the right foot and do it for a relatively low dollar amount, pledge whatever you can right now, whether it's $5, $10, $25, get this copy of the On Your Money, Mini Money booklet. It's all of the information. When I deal with clients on a one-to-one basis, you know, I apply many of these principles to their lives individually, but you can get it and then apply it to your life individually as well, and you can get it for just a few bucks. So please pledge now.
Yeah, pledge a few bucks or a few hundred bucks, whatever amount you decide. That's one of the beauties of Wisconsin Public Radio. When we ask for your contribution, you get to decide the amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, Kevin, many listeners might like to contribute or might like to help out friends or family or favorite charities, but they are not sure how much they can afford to give. What advice can you offer along those lines?
Yeah, let's talk about charity. And again, we do talk about how to figure out how you're doing financially in the On Your Money Rules of Thumb. So if you're concerned about just in a general concept of how am I doing financially and what can I afford to spend or give, please pledge now and get your copy. But in terms of giving to charity, nationally in 2014, according to the Center of Philanthropy, households gave on average about $3,000 to different kinds of charities. That's about $60 a week. And if you're trying to figure out a rule of thumb and you say, I really can't afford to give a lot, use a percentage. Say, well, I'm going to either give maybe 1% of my income or 1% of my assets per year to some kind of charitable organization, whether it's religious or medical or the arts or humanities, whatever. 1% of income or 1% of year is a great place to start. In terms of this show, usually people give about maybe $50 to $75 on average per time, but we get several $5 and $10 donations that we welcome wholeheartedly. We get also several $100 donations as well that we obviously appreciate too. And again, pledge now. You'll get the On Your Money Mini Money booklet, the On Your Money Rules of Thumb, which will include the formula that you can use to figure out how you're doing both pre-retirement and after retirement. And of course, we also have ways that you can save more money, which will allow you to have more money to spend, to have, and to give.
In case you didn't remember that number, 888-202-2552, or pledge online at WPR.org. How about some hints as to how we can figure out how we're doing?
Sure. Well, I'm going to go directly to the On Your Money, Mini Money booklet, On Your Money Rules of Thumb right now. In terms of pre-retirement in your 20s, you should add up your monthly expenses, and hopefully in your 20s, you will have saved 10 times of your monthly spending. In your 30s, 25 times. In your 40s, 50 times. In your 50s, 100 times your monthly spending. In your 60s, by the time you hopefully can retire, 200 times your net monthly spending. Now, once you've retired, there's another story, because now you have to look at rather how much, not how much you need to save, but how much you can afford to spend. And in your 60s, you can spend about 4% a year of your assets. In your 70s, about 6% a year. And your 80s, about 8% a year. Now, we went pretty fast with this, but if you missed this, it's all in the Mini Money booklet. Pledge now to get your copy and then apply these rules of thumb to your specific situation.
You can pledge online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Almost at 200 pledges toward that 300.
Oh, thank you so much.
That is
That's
wonderful.
Fantastic.
So I am confident we will reach that goal, and I hope we will exceed it. And I'm looking forward to the mortgage segment as well, and all questions answered next week. How about some smart ways people can give to qualified charities?
Well, of course, they'll gladly accept money, and to provide the most benefit to you, hopefully you can get a deduction for it if you itemize. Another way, though, that can be really smart and save you a lot of time and still save you some taxes is to give appreciated stock shares or mutual fund shares that you currently own that are held outside of retirement accounts. Maybe, you've got 82 shares of AT&T that you've had forever. You don't even know the cost basis. Well, you can donate those shares to a charity. You will get a tax break on it, and best of all, you don't have to figure the cost basis for it. You get a donation for the value of it. The charitable organization sells the shares, and they don't have to pay any taxes on it as well. If you've got a larger amount of money inside that you want to give, consider using a donor-advised fund. And generally, by larger amount, I mean more than $5,000. A donor-advised fund is kind of like a mini foundation where you deposit money into the donor-advised fund at a financial services company, and most of these have their own, or many charities have one that they run or they use, and you put it in there, and then you get a big tax break based on that initial deposit. And then over the time forward, you can choose if and when money comes out of that for a specific qualified organization. So let's say you put in $5,000 now, you'd get a big tax break on that $5,000. And then you might choose to allot, say, $50 or $100 per year to a specific charitable organization. You don't get the tax deduction at that time, but that's because you got a big one when you made the first initial deposit to the donor advised fund.
Why would someone want to get a bigger charitable deduction now versus a smaller one every year in the future?
Yeah, that's a good question for several reasons. One is they may have higher income right now. They might have just received a bonus at work that will put them in a higher income tax bracket today than they might be in the future. They might have capital gains from an asset sale, whether it's a real estate property or a stock or part of a business or something. Or they might be interested in converting money from an IRA to a Roth IRA. And that typically triggers a bigger than average tax bill. Well, if they make the contribution to the donor advised fund, the tax break on the contribution can offset the taxes that they would pay on the conversion from the IRA to the Roth IRA, kind of wiping out the whole tax process for them and making it basically tax-free. Or some people say, well, I'm going to itemize this year. I probably won't itemize in the future because I won't have enough deductions. I'll just take the standard deduction. Therefore, I'm going to get enough of charitable deductions this year so that I can use it and then dole out the money in the future years when I otherwise wouldn't be able to take that break.
And more information on this in the On Your Money Rules of Thumb Mini Money booklet, which is yours when you make a contribution of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Well, we are at 235 pledges toward that 300 pledge goal, so 65 to go with about 18 minutes to reach that goal. Thank you so very much, including thanks to Christopher from Ashland, who says, I'm a longtime listener, but money has always been tight. The free gift of financial advice tipped me over to donate. That's great.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And I know how important a few dollars can be to many many listeners out there. And so that's why when we do get these $5, $10, and $25 donations, whether it's just what you feel comfortable with or it's just all you can afford, we really do appreciate it. It does make a very big difference in it. Best of all, it shows your support for the show. You know, there are ratings booklets out that try to estimate how many people are listening to it. That's a good way to figure out how many people listen to a specific show. A better way is when people put their money where their mouth is and say, I'm going to donate what I can to show that I care about this show. I want it on Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's important to me. And even again, if you put in $10, $20, whatever you can afford, you not only vote with your pocketbook, but you hopefully get some information back that may be able to save you much more money than you would be donating just to get the gift.
Jennifer from Cedarburg pledged, and she says, love Joy Cardine and Kevin McKinley. Thank you for all you do. Teresa from Maguanago says, I love listening to On Your Money. Thank you, Kevin, for all your wisdom and advice. thank you to Patrick from Moose Lake, Minnesota, who also pledged. He says, I absolutely love WPR's morning programming. And the list goes on. Please add your name to the list of supporters of On Your Money and Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge of any amount helps support all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. This is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and it tells us that the information and advice that you get each week during Kevin McKinley's On Your Money is important to you. So make your pledge now, send that message, and get the On Your Money Rules of Thumb mini money booklet as your thank you gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You are listening to a special spring membership drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine, along with financial planner Kevin McKinley, who has information and advice on your money. And he also has a special thank you gift for your pledge of any amount during this edition of On Your Money. You pledge any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and we will send you the On Your Money Rules of Thumb mini money booklet, yours as a thank you gift for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And this is just jam-packed full of financial information, financial rules of thumb. And Kevin, 283 people have pledged.
So close.
Not there yet, but almost. But we were trying to reach a goal of 300 pledges, and then we'll have a special segment on mortgages, and we will also be devoting next week, the entire hour next week, to answering your financial questions, as we have limited time during this show. But we do have time for Dylan in Kenosha. Hi, Dylan.
Yeah, as of right now, I'm 24 with not too many assets, and I have the opportunity to purchase a property, a multifamily duplex for $25,000 that is valued at $59,000. And I'm not able to get a mortgage because the price of the cost is too low. So I was wondering if there was any dynamic, different investment ways to go about it, because I got a couple shareholders that would put money invested, but the only thing is, it's just hard at 24 to have a couple people be able to put $10,000 down right away. So I was just curious if there was any way to get the money outside of a bank.
Right. How much shopping have you done, Dylan, with banks and credit unions to try to find a loan?
I've been to two different banks and one credit union, and basically they won't, because I don't have enough assets.
Right.
And the thing is, with the credit unions, they won't give me a mortgage on the home because it's too low. It's under $50,000.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I have decent credit, and you know, but I just don't have assets or, you know, enough liquid to be able to actually make the purchases of right now.
Sure. I would try one of those non-traditional lenders that we discussed in the past and go, you know, a place like Prosper and see what they say. I'm willing to bet there are even people listening right now who said, gee, I've got money sitting at the bank that is earning nothing. I just assume invested in something like that. Now, these are apples and onions when it comes to different investment prospects for risk and reward between leaving it in the bank and investing in somebody else's real estate property. But I would go online and look at other LendingTree is another one that you might want to look at that can get you quotes from other different lenders as well. And even look at some of the national banks and see what they have to say, because keep looking for this. There are lots of different kinds of loans out there for different kinds of investments and purchases, etc. But you have to find the people who have the knowledge and the information to either give you the loan, and again, at a probably a higher interest rate than just a traditional 30-year mortgage, but also might know where you should go when you don't have that. And if anybody else out there is listening and says, gee, you know, we work with a company that does this, or I work for a company that does this, if you want to, send an email in to us, and we'll relay that information to Dylan on the air.
Thanks very much, Dylan, for the call. Good luck to you. And drum roll, please, Kevin. We have reached 333 pledges. Woohoo! And I'm doing cartwheels, but you can't see me. So we have reached the 300 goal mark, and I'm thrilled. Thank you so very much. That doesn't mean that you have to stop pledging. If you haven't pledged yet, still do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You will help support a service that you value. You will help support Wisconsin Public Radio and On Your Money. And we will send you the mini money booklet, the On Your Money Rules of Thumb by financial planner Kevin McKinley. So that thank you gift is still available for your pledge. So pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. But because we reached the 300 goal mark, we will discuss a subject that generates the most controversy and the most questions from our listeners, that being mortgages, Kevin.
Yes, let's talk about making the most of your mortgage. We address the majority of homeowners who have a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. They should have a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, and they should have it for 80% of the home's value. Any more than that value, unless you actually have to go that high, you probably have to pay private mortgage insurance, which is hopefully an expense you can avoid. But a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for 80% of the home's value, and then once you have that, pay it down as slowly as you possibly can.
Why are you such a fan, such a proponent of having a mortgage?
I take a lot of under-the-table payments from the
right.
National Mortgage Association.
I
have no interest. I have no dog in this hunt whatsoever other than what is hopefully right for the listeners who are homeowners. Most Americans have a lot of money tied up in home equity, but that makes them home rich and cash poor. And that money that they've used to pay down that mortgage, even though it feels good to reduce the debt, and that, you know, when you sign your first closing and they say, by the way, you know, I know you're only taking out a $150,000 mortgage, but over the 30 years, you're going to pay roughly $1 trillion in interest. That obviously generates a panic, and it gives people the motivation to pay that out sooner. But I'd much rather have you use that cash for other things. First of all, if you've paid off your mortgage and you own your home debt-free, that's a great situation to be in, except when you run into some kind of financial difficulty, because then it's very hard to tap that equity when times get tough. And if you have the mortgage and the money, you only have to make one smaller payment every single 30 days to keep your home and stay in the house. And then after you make that payment, you get 30 new days to figure out where the next payment's going to come from, where the money's going to come from. But you still get to stay in your house for the 30 more days and hopefully allow you the time to get through that crisis. So in a nutshell, it's safer to have the mortgage and the money than it is to have no mortgage but no money.
So why is now a good time for listeners to consider a new mortgage?
Well, several reasons. First of all, interest rates are near historical lows right now. The 30-year mortgage is about 3.75%, and that interest rate, the net cost of it may be even lower if you're able to deduct the cost of interest. Also, appraisals now are much more generous than they've been in years, and the lenders, of course, are much more friendly now than they've been in years, so you're much more likely to get a high appraisal for your property, plus you're more likely to get the loan that you need at the best possible term. And then there is your personal situation. You know, unemployment is relatively low right now. Incomes are doing better than they have in general in many years. And if you have other assets, The assets have probably appreciated enough, like your 401k account or your other investment accounts, so that your net balance sheet looks as good now as it may forever in the future. And if any of those conditions change, whether it's lenders, appraisers, interest rates, or your own personal situation, like your job or your assets decline or whatever, it might be much harder to get a mortgage in the future, and especially if you really need the money, because by definition, banks don't like lending money to people who really need it. They like lending money to people who are going to be able to pay it back.
Well, what do you suggest people do with their money instead of paying off the mortgage early?
Sure. Well, first of all, pay off any higher interest rate that you have, like credit cards or even student loans, anything that's above 6%, pay that off as quickly as you possible with that extra money. And then save any leftover proceeds for big future expenses. Those might be planned, like a kid's college expenses, or they might be unplanned, like a medical emergency that's not covered by insurance or the loss of your job. And you maybe even want to save more for retirement. You know, a lot of people say, gosh, I'm only getting none percent on my money and I'm paying 3 or 4% on the mortgage. Well, if you use some of that money to cover your living expenses while you save more for retirement, the higher tax break that you're getting by putting money into a pre-tax retirement plan can more than offset the net cost of that interest. And so that's a good way to put extra money aside for your retirement. You still get that money. It's still yours. But because you save so much more in taxes, that can help offset the interest cost as well.
Are there any types of homeowners who should not consider getting a new mortgage?
Sure. You know, people who are self-aware enough to say, hey, Kevin, I really like paying down my mortgage. It feels good to me. And I know that if I get a new mortgage and I get some cash for the proceeds, I'll spend that in a way that I'll regret later on. So those people should just keep their current plan and even, you know, pay down their mortgage faster if that's what feels good. Or if you already have significant cash and assets outside of retirement accounts. Some people I see in the past where they have a lot of money, hundreds and thousands of millions of dollars, but it's all tied up in retirement accounts. And they don't have any way to get tax-free cash in a hurry. Those people might be better off getting a mortgage and then socking that money aside for an emergency. And those who are nervous about the idea, you know, you can take the mortgage out and get it. If it still bugs you after you've got it, you can always pay it off early, usually with little or no penalty. And if you are going to pay your mortgage off or sooner or later, or you don't have a mortgage and you don't want to get one, at least get a home equity line of credit so that you can hopefully tap that equity in an emergency.
We have a question from EJ in Fond du Lac. He emails, who should consider a 15-year versus a 30-year mortgage?
Sure. Thanks, EJ. I would much rather have people get a 30-year mortgage rather than a 15-year mortgage, because the 30-year does have usually a slightly higher interest rate. But it gives you 30 years of flexibility to pay that mortgage down as you see fit over the 30 years, whereas the 15-year usually will have a higher monthly payment, which means more of your money is going to get sucked up into that mortgage payment. And the interest rate really doesn't make that big of a difference. For instance, if you take out a 30-year mortgage right now, and then you look at what the payment would have been had you taken out the 15-year mortgage and you make that payment on your 30-year mortgage, you'll still pay it off within usually about 15 and a half to 16 years. But in the meantime, for whatever reason, you need that money, you need a lower payment, or interest rates rise and you say, gosh, I borrowed money from the bank that's at 3.5% or 3.75%, and I'm getting a tax break on the interest, I'm never going to pay this off because now interest rates have risen. I can go back to that same bank and put it in at 3 or 4% and collect the interest that way and net out a profit in the difference.
Well, Kevin, I am so happy to report that we have 429 pledges.
Wow.
Accumulated so far. So that is way beyond our goal, and we thank you so very much for 430. So you know what? You can keep on pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio through the news, and you will be entitled to the On Your Money Rules of Thumb mini money booklet, our thank you gift to you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio and On Your Money. With a pledge of any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks to Jane from Greendale, who says, I think Kevin offers a lot of valuable information, and I don't know anything about finances. That's my biggest stressor. I wish I could give more to WPR. I appreciate the lessons offered every day. Isn't that nice?
That's wonderful, and thank you so much. much for what you're giving. And people, this is one of the most cost-effective premiums in any type of public media. I donate this information to Wisconsin Public Radio. They take it and they can deliver it to you via email, which costs virtually nothing. You know, it's not like a coffee mug where, you know, they have to use the energy to fire the ceramic mug or whatever. It's not like, you know, all the totes that have to be killed to make a tote bag. All of this is much more efficient. All the money goes directly to Wisconsin Public Radio, and they get to use all of it to fund this kind of programming that you really want. I don't accept any money for this. I just appreciate the privilege to get on the air and share this information with you. So it's very nice to get this thanks back in the form of the tangible donation, taking the time to go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And again, any dollar amount gets our On Your Money Mini Money Booklet, the On Your Money Rules of Thumb, with dozens and dozens of tips and tricks that you need to help improve your financial situation.
Just a minute to go, Kevin. What's the website of the week?
Well, two websites that I think can lend value to people, no matter your situation. BenefitsCheckup.org allows you to put yours or a loved one's information and see what benefits you might qualify for that you're not currently getting, especially seniors or veterans or what have you, single parents. Put your information there. It's anonymous, and they'll put back information that you might be able to benefit from. And then if you're really in a tight jam, either dial 211 on your phones or go to 211.org. The number's 211.org, and they will direct you to local resources in the community that can help get you through your time of trouble.
We'll give you eight more words before we go.
Spend less, have more, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin McKinley, financial planner, managing member of McKinley Money, LLC. You can pledge still at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is On Your Money on the Ideas Network.